The church's views on human dignity and the sanctity of life are not merely sectarian ones. This is the message Pope Benedict gave the new ambassador to the Holy See from Uruguay, Mario Juan Bosco Cayota Zapatini. The Pope said that over its history, Uruguay has gradually adopted the Christian ideals of justice and peace. In the bosom of the country, different concepts of man and his destiny coexist peacefully and in mutual respect. The Pope said that this happens without diminishing the sincere and real appreciation for the religious dimension and, in particular, for the mission of the Church. The Holy Father said that this is the reason he is concerned about certain tendencies that seek to limit the value of human life itself, or to remove it from its natural environment, which is that of human love in marriage and the family. He said that the Church promotes a culture of life not just for religious reasons. The Pope said that supporting the family and helping it to carry out its indispensable duties also means gaining in social cohesion and, above all, respecting the rights of the family, which cannot be relinquished in the face of other forms of union that seek to usurp them. The Pope then turned to consider the huge problem of poverty and marginalization in the country, which represents an urgent challenge for leaders and those in charge of public institutions. He also referred to new possibilities and new risks arising from globalization. Globalization, he said, is an opportunity to create a network of understanding and solidarity among peoples, without reducing everything to merely commercial or pragmatic exchanges. On Friday, the Pope also met with the Metropolitan Archbishops, to whom he'd gave the pallium yesterday. He spoke in several languages, including English.
The pallium is worn by archbishops as a symbol of the hierarchical communion with the successor of Peter in the governance of God's people. It is made of sheep's wool as a symbol of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, and the good shepherd who keeps vigilant watch over his beloved flock. This vestment reminds bishops, as vicars of Christ in their local churches, that they are called to be shepherds after the heart of Jesus.
27 archbishops received the pallium, and they came from 17 different countries. I'm Charles Collins.